This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome in on Texas Football. My name is Jerry Hamilton. I'm in the Sunshine State today. I'm visiting with Derry Norris here at Spruce Creek. And first thing off, Kenny Baker was here yesterday from University of Texas. And you had a chance to kind of meet with Kenny for the first time. What were your initial impressions?
He's definitely like a great guy. You know, he tells you like what to work on and stuff like that. So he's really like a realist for sure.
Yeah. So what did he tell you about the University of Texas?
Just telling me like the history and stuff like that, and like him just getting there and stuff like that. So his transitioning in, and like he loves it.
Yeah, and defensive lineman Derry Norris from Spruce Creek here. And have y'all talked about official visit yet, kind of setting something up?
Yes, sir. We definitely talked about getting an official date set up. So we're just going through a numerous amount of days trying to see like what best fits for my schedule. So he's being flexible with me, and I appreciate that.
So tell me what your schedule is right now as it currently stands.
May 31st, I have Georgia Tech. And June 7th through 9th, I have Miami. And then 14th through 16th, I have Minnesota.
Okay. So that 21st through 23rd date is open,
yes,
potentially,
sir,
for next. Okay. And talk about those schools. So I guess start with Georgia Tech. What are your thoughts on Georgia Tech right now? When's the last time they were through?
Georgia Tech was actually here yesterday as well. So just like building a relationship with Coach Pope has been going on ever since he got there. You know, he called me within the first week he'd been at Georgia Tech. So just because of that, like, it showed how important I was to him.
And Miami is one of the schools that really came on after your season, right?
Yes, sir.
And you set them up for June 7th through 9th. Who do you talk to at Miami, and what are your thoughts on the Hurricanes?
I talked to a numerous amount of coaches, Coach Joe, Coach Stroud, Coach Teray, Jason Taylor, a lot of coaches and stuff like that.
Oh, so what is like Jason Taylor's message to you about Miami?
It's like a big, big development place. Like you got a Hall of Fame coach and your other D-line coach played plenty of years in the NFL. So it's like they know what they're doing for sure.
Yeah. And when's the last time you were on campus in Miami?
For spring practice. I don't exactly remember the date. But
okay. What about Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech, it was last year at a junior day.
Okay.
Yes,
and then you said you have Minnesota set up, correct?
Yes, sir.
And obviously somebody from Spruce Creek plays at Minnesota now, right? So how long has Minnesota been on you, and kind of what are your thoughts on them?
Minnesota's been on me since the beginning of the year, and just like talking to my former teammate about how Minnesota is, like he just tells me exactly how it is.
Who is that, by the way?
Maverick Baranowski.
Okay.
So it's great to know, like, outside of like your coaches, it's a player there, and you know, like, just like the chemistry we have, what it is for me.
What are some other schools that are showing interest that in you that have been through this spring? Because there's been a lot.
Definitely like schools like Jackson State, Texas, USF, all schools like that. So
LSU's been through?
No, sir, not yet.
Has Florida?
Yes, sir.
When was Florida by?
Florida was by last week, Wednesday.
So, okay.
Yes, sir.
Are they trying to get you to visit as well?
Yes, sir. I've been talking about my open day with schools like Purdue, schools that's been there, like Florida and stuff like that. So,
yeah. What do you know about the University of Texas?
Just like it's like dog football. Like every day is just like competitive and stuff like that. And it's just balling in Texas, you know.
And how did you watch Texas play last year at all?
Yes, sir, I did.
Do you remember who you watched them play against?
No, sir. I like to watch a lot of recaps on Texas and stuff like that, and just seeing like how coaches are in the game, like different defensive sets and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And again, so what was one more time? What was Kenny Baker's message to you yesterday?
That they like me in a 3 technique. They like guys that can move, athletic, big, strong. great point of attack and stuff like that. So he seems like a fit well in the scheme.
All right, so now about you a little bit. We talked about the recruiting part. You growing up, what was your sport? What did you love? Or were there multiple sports?
There were definitely multiple sports. You know, I grew up just with my dad, so he always kept me in something, whether it was baseball, outside, basketball, rec league basketball, football for sure. That's pretty much it, just keeping me outside at all times, you know.
When did you realize football was kind of going to be your sport?
Really, I felt like I'd go far with it. My eighth grade going into my ninth grade year, okay. I just seen how, like, more advanced I was than other people and stuff like that. So I just took my abilities and just ran with it.
So was football your first love, or was another sport your first love and you've transitioned to football?
Football was definitely my first love ever since the first day I was putting on my equipment and stuff like that. So.
So if we put on the tape of you right now, what would be your strengths as a player if we watched you on huddle?
Definitely like my motor, me being a big guy, being able to run small receivers down, running backs down, quarterbacks down. I mean, you don't really see a lot of that, so that's great.
What are some areas you think you need to improve heading into the senior season?
Definitely like my hand movements and stuff like that.
Hand placement?
Yeah, hand placement, point of attack and stuff like that, so.
Okay. And again, for the fans tuning in here, height, weight, you know, your wingspan, hand size obviously is 10 and a half inches.
Yes, sir.
What's your height, weight, and wingspan?
6'4", 270 pounds, I believe. I'm not sure on my wingspan. I have to check.
It looks like it's about 79,
yes,
78,
yes,
79
sir.
In that range. Okay.
Yes, sir.
What is it you like about football?
Just being out there is just like another way to relieve stress and stuff like that. It's another opportunity for me to get my family, like, to the next level and stuff like that, and being able to provide. So,
what are your goals ultimately with football?
To hopefully make it to the NFL, but just enough to get me to college.
Yeah.
Just like get an education and stuff like that.
Speaking of that education, do you know what you want to major in? What field you want to study?
Yes, sir. Civil engineering.
Civil engineering.
Yes,
okay. Have you looked that up at all the colleges you're considering?
Yes, sir.
So you've looked that up with Texas?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So kind of what did you learn about Texas in civil engineering?
They're a great school on civil engineering and stuff like that. And, like, if you want to be something at Texas, like, they push you to be that. They don't, like, take you away just because you play football. Like, they push you for you to do it.
Last couple things for you. Anybody in your family tree that played college sports anywhere?
No, sir.
You'd be a first?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, you know, if I say, even though you've never been to the University of Texas, if I say Texas Longhorns, what comes to mind?
Just, like, the culture. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody, like, you can see people all across the country wearing Texas gear and stuff like that, so that's great.
Does it help their chances with you that they're moving to the SEC at all?
Yes, sir, for sure. Like, I don't mind, like, where I play at, but definitely it helps out a lot.
And the last thing for you then, obviously, you're considering a lot of schools that are far away.
Yes, sir.
I mean, even Miami's 250 miles
yes,
from here,
sir.
Right? So how far is there too far from home? Is there too? I mean, what are kind of you thinking right now heading into this official visit process?
I'm always open to all options. You know, I don't mind moving. I just whatever's best for me overall.
Okay. Now, are you graduating high school in December next
year? Yes, sir, I am.
So you're going to be a midterm graduate.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
When do you want to have a decision?
I'm trying to aim for around midsummer, at least.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so July after
July,
your official visit?
Yes, sir.
So if when you start this official visit process, last question, what are you going to be looking for on these visits? What's going to be most important to you?
Just seeing, like, really how, like, the coaches interact, not only with me, but, like, my parents and stuff like that, and, like, just them, how they move around every day, the everyday life of being at a school. So.
All right, on Texas football, Spruce Creek High in Port Orange. This has been a conversation with four-star defensive lineman Derry Norris. Thank you very much, Derry.
Yes, sir.
So I want to thank Mark Saunders, All-State agent in the Austin area, Texas All-State agent Mark Saunders, for being a sponsor of the Recruiting Breakdown. Welcome back to On Texas Football. My name is Jerry Hamilton. I'm at O'Galley High in Melbourne, Florida. Sitting here with Brandon Brown, four-star commitment to the University of Texas. Brandon, I guess Kenny Baker was out at practice Monday, right? And
yes, sir.
You got a chance to talk with Kenny again. Kind of what was his message to you? How's that relationship building?
With him, my message was just keep going, don't get complacent, just keep working.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And so you made a visit to Texas there in March. I believe your mom, a couple of family members went on that visit. That was your first time at Texas. What were your initial takeaways from that visit? What impressed you?
Everything impressed me. I didn't think Texas was going to look like that, but just the staff, who I'm around and everything, Coach Baker, everything impressed me.
What, so did some singular thing, did one thing stand out maybe that kind of resonated with you?
Just the love they showed. Like, they made me feel like I was committed. Yes, sir.
So when Coach Baker sat down with you for the first time on that visit, what did he kind of talk to you about? What kind of stood out about what he told you?
As soon as we got in his office, we talked about family, who's important to me, why are they important to me, and we went over my film, my goods and bads.
Okay. And did you like that he went over the goods and bads? Because
yes,
a lot of times people are just going to kiss your butt, right? Mm-hmm. What did you like that he kind of went over the things you need to work on?
Yes, because I don't need no coach obviously telling me what I want to hear. I need to know what I need to hear.
What did he tell you need to improve on?
Dropping my hips and running to the ball.
Okay. All right. And what was your mom's thoughts on Texas? But she hadn't been there before either.
She loved Texas. She loved it a lot.
Yeah. Okay. And that was the first time you got to sit down and spend extended period of time with Steve Sarkisian, right? I know he visited the school in January. What was Sark's message to you, and kind of what are your thoughts on Sarkisian?
Coach Sark, real cool dude. When we got there, we even talked about football. We just talked about how he was doing, family, and...
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Everything, what we're going to do in the tournament and everything.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to watch Texas practice that day?
No.
Okay. Did you get a chance to talk to any of the current players at Texas?
No, not when it was up.
Okay. So you don't keep in contact with any of those guys?
No, sir.
What really stood out then, what Sarkisian, what Kenny Baker's had to say about Texas? Now that you've had time to think about it, what stands out about it?
Just great staff. I just know I'm not only getting recruited by my coach, Coach Baker, but I'm being recruited by all the coaches, and they just take care of people.
And you'll be back out for official visit June 14th through 16th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so now let's talk about that a little bit, the official visit process. Make sure I'm correct on this. You have LSU May 31st through June 2nd, Tennessee June 7th through 9th, Texas the 14th through 16th, and LSU and USC the 21st through 23rd.
Yes, sir.
Who else is still trying to get you to visit? Because colleges are coming through here every day.
Ohio State, Oklahoma, I could say Penn State, and Texas A&M. And probably a couple more schools. Michigan State came up here, 2 days ago?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, and how many schools are you still having conversations with? Because obviously you're only about, 3 months from making a final decision. How many schools are you still having conversations with?
I could say at least 12 schools.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And, talk about the relationship with Kenny Baker one more time, because then I want to move on to you as a player and your athletic background. How's that relationship kind of developed with you and Coach Baker?
I love Coach Baker. He's a good guy, good, genuine person. He likes spending family quality time with people, so he's just real cool. He gonna coach me hard, as you can tell. He don't want to tell me what I want to hear. He gonna tell me what I need to know. And he's just a real cool dude.
All right, so here's the big question for you. What sport was what did you love growing up? What sport was it? Was it football? Was it basketball? You come from a basketball family.
Yeah.
What sport did you love the most growing up?
I would say football. It was just, yeah.
Oh.
Forgot about that.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right, what sport did you love growing up the most?
I like football the most. Yes, sir.
What is it you love about football?
Just the sport, the physicality, and everything.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Because if you don't love physicality, playing 3 technique and 5 technique, you're in the wrong sport, okay? So if we turn on your huddle tape right now and we watched you play, what is it you do well?
I'm physical. Get my hands, keep my hips low. Say I run to the ball, and I'm just overpower a lot of people.
How did it feel to throw somebody down with one arm last year?
I didn't realize I did.
You didn't realize you did that, did you?
Yes, sir.
But okay, so when you watched the tape, what was your reaction? So you didn't know you did it during the game, but when you watched it back?
I was just, I was shocked. I wasn't shocked, but I was just like, just clipped the play and went.
Okay, so there's plays last year when you have 30-something tackles for loss. There's plays where a quarterback takes a knee on your highlight video, right? What was your favorite play last year? I think I know what it was, but tell me.
I'll say that one hand.
One hand interception.
Yes, sir.
Where you look like a old running back, right?
Yes, sir.
So you used to play running back. When did you kind of begin to evolve into a defensive lineman and you realized, okay, this is what I'm going to be?
Oh, growing up, I've always played both sides. So, but my eighth grade year, that's when I started taking D-line series.
Okay. And what is it that you love most? You said physicality, but what else is it that you love most about playing defensive line?
I like tackling people. So, getting to the ball, showing somebody I'm stronger than them, showing you can't hold me and stuff.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you're 6'1", and what do you weigh right now?
285.
And I want to show people that I have 9 5/8 inch hands. Move this over. 10.5 inch hands. That's Brandon Brown. 10.5 inch hands, 13 shoe. And you don't turn 17 until when?
May 29th.
May 29th. I'm May 10th. So happy early birthday to you, Brandon. And then this recruiting process. You want to make a final decision before your senior year, correct?
Yes, sir.
What is it going to come down to for you?
To me, I would say this summer is going to come down to all these OVs, see how I'm treated, see who wants me, and then I'll make my decision before the season.
Yeah. Will your mom make them all with you? Will she make all the trips?
My mom and my brother.
And your brother. Okay. Yes. And talk about that. Then your brother, really good basketball player, right?
Yes, sir.
Where did he play in college?
He went to 4 schools, but where he finished off was Arkansas Monticello. He's in the Hall of Fame there.
He's in the Hall of Fame, and now he's a coach, right? Where does he coach?
Stone and Palm Bay Magnet High School.
And Palm Bay Magnet. And now talk about your sister, really good senior basketball player, right? She's being recruited as well?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So does she play guard?
She played all around, actually, okay. So she can play anything.
Okay. What are your ultimate goals in football?
Just being the best player I could be, being coachable, and that's really it, just getting where I need to be.
Yeah, yeah. And when I say Texas Longhorns, what comes to mind now that you visited?
Just great vibes and just Texas. It's Houston, it's Texas, you know, everywhere.
What was Austin and UT bigger than you thought it'd be?
Yes.
In what way?
Just I would say population, people, the diversity, and with everybody, just everything out there.
Yeah, yeah. And what do you think, the last couple of things, what do you think of the facilities going through? You've been to a lot of places. Well, how did Texas compare?
To me, they got the best, I'll say, stadium I've seen so far.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And does it help Texas, even though you're considering other schools, does it help Texas that they're moving to the SEC?
Yes.
All right, Brandon Brown here on Texas Football with Brandon Brown, 4-star commitment for Texas Longhorns out of O'Galley High. Talk about your goals for senior season. You're going through spring ball now, got a couple of weeks left. Mm-hmm. What are kind of your goals for your senior season?
To not take no plays off, hold my teammates accountable, no talking back to the coach, be coachable.
Yeah.
Coach say something, say okay, yes, sir. And just keep it moving.
Are you working towards graduating in December of next year? Or are you going to go all the way through your senior year?
December.
You're a December graduate. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And what is it, the last thing is, I know you look at OVs, the place, and you'll decide on the place you want to be. What are you really looking for in a program? What is going to make you say, that's the place I want to be?
Really about the school, the jerseys you're wearing, and all that, the gear they give me. It's all about the coach and what's their rapport with me,
yeah.
And how they're going to coach me. Is they going to get me to the next level if I want to go there or not?
Yeah, yeah. And is your ultimate goal is being an NFL football player, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. That is Brandon Brown, 4-star defensive lineman out of O'Galley High in Melbourne. You've been listening to On Texas Football. Thank you very much for joining in.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.